Thunder Bay, bad starts barely bode well. The Lakehead Thunderwolves men's basketball team got off to a doozy of one on Friday night, allowing McMaster's Michael Paolo to seemingly score at will while opening up a 14-point lead. Paolo was on fire in the first, putting up 14 of his 18 points. The Wolves never really recovered, trailing the 81-71 contest wire to wire, though they did manage to make things interesting in the fourth quarter, despite trailing by as many as 17 in the second half. Lou coach Ryan Thompson said his team, ranked 8th in the nation, simply came out flat-footed against a Marauders squad that entered play at the C.J. Sanders Fieldhouse at 2-4. The first 5 minutes of the game we didn't play the way we intended to, with urgency, with impact with the ball. We didn't play to the level that we're trying to play to, said Thompson, whose team was not outscored in any of the final three quarters. I think it was evident, obviously, by us giving up 30 in the first quarter. After closing an early 6-point gap to 2 on a pair of Michael Okafor free throws, the Marauders took hold of the opening quarter, going on an 11-0 run that featured a pair of Paolo three-pointers, the only two he'd hit on the night. Brendan Amaya put a stamp on the first, a period that saw McMaster hit 11 of 17 from the field, a 64.7% clip, burying a three before the buzzer to open up a 14-point gap. It stayed that way through halftime. Dylan Morrison, who led Lakehead with 16 points and 11 rebounds, opened the third with a powerful dunk off a Chume Enwigwe pass, and by the midway point of the period they had cut the difference to 10. A Morrison putback of a Javier Fernandez shot made it a 56-48 game, but McMaster pulled away again, going up by as many as 13 before an Alston Harris drive made it a 63-53 Marauders lead after 3. Okafor set Morrison up for a thunderous alley-oop 2.5 minutes into the fourth, and 3 minutes later Okafor went to the line with a chance to cut the opposition lead to 1, but only hit 1 of 2 and Lakehead trailed 70-67 with 4:36 to play. Okafor was good on 5 of 8 at the free throw line on the night, finishing with 12 points. McMaster's Tyler Garcia put the nail in the coffin with a 3 minutes to play, dropping a turnaround jumper from three-point territory that gave his side a 9-point lead. Nathan Balamu would cut it to 7, but that's as close as Lakehead would get. These guys aren't going to take losing well. They haven't at any point, Thompson said. In the back of everybody's minds was last year they eliminated us in the playoffs. Sometimes when you have that emotion going into the game, it causes a distraction more than it does as motivation. So I think we were a little bit victim to that tonight. Our discipline, our focus wasn't there in the first quarter and that was evident. But the rest of the game I thought it was better, the last 3 or 4 minutes of the fourth quarter not so much. 19 turnovers were far too many, Thompson added. The two teams play again on Saturday night, with tip-off scheduled for 8 p.m.